brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
She's leaving us in a few minutes, and I'll get into some other news issues and items internationally, nationally. But she's Dr. Wing Wing Wong, and you saw her get arrested for simply asking a mass murdering killer. Killed more people, works for the government that killed more people than Hitler and Stalin. Openly selling organs on the world market, publicly doing it. The big story is our media spins it and acts like they don't know if it's true, when in the past they've admitted it. And I just want to commend you, Dr. Wong, for your amazing courage. My heart goes out to you. I will pray for you. I believe in what you're doing. Your courage is amazing. You totally did what Americans wouldn't do. You shifted it away from this love fest with this murderer and made everybody face the evil of our country being in bed with these people. And then you bring up how the top communist general says they're targeting 200 U.S. cities, called a press conference, said they'll preemptively kill us. They're threatening to kill all our families, but our government loves them and Walmart loves them. This is serious business. Closing comments here in the last few minutes, Doctor.
And there was one thing I want to say, and for Falun Gong practitioners, they are very peaceful. For me, there's one thing that you talk about me, I just want to make one correction, because I came to this country 20 years ago and as a student. Then I got a PhD in University of Chicago. Then I passed the board exam, and so I trained in as a pathologist in UC San Diego, University of California, San Diego, and the Mount Sinai Hospital. Now I'm currently the chief editor for the Medicine and the Life magazine, and also and a volunteer to do this for the Africa Time, especially the health related to the news. The really reason I'm doing this time, because I feel the urgency to stop the life harvest the organ from practitioner. They are peaceful. They just simply have this belief and practice something good for them body and mind, and they should have a right and a privilege for
them.
Yes,
doctor. But and I would add to that the addendum that you've already made them shut down one of the execution harvesting centers at least for a few weeks when they had a staged inspection. So you have already saved some lives.
And so I want this Chinese leader to know what's going on, and that if they really, really want to work for the people, they should investigate fully. And I opened up this for independent international team to fully investigate throughout all the labor camps in China.
Let me ask you a question. So you're calling for international investigation. Let me ask you a question. How do the communist police and military feed on their own people? How do they bash babies' brains out? How do they steal organs? How do they engage in this evil and feel good about themselves?
And there's two witnesses told us, because her husband is removal the cornea, responsible remove the cornea from practitioner Falun Gong. And he told us that Falun Gong, they gave the anesthetic. Then they actually took the organ, because the blood, for example, the heart, when you take it out, within 4 or 6 hours, you should transplant. Otherwise, they died, no use. So they just do it in live the person, then they gave it to, then they basically kill the person, live the person, then gave it to another. The heart they sell in international community is $200,000. That's $2 million Chinese dollars. For the kidney, they sell the $62,000. I'm not saying for lie and anything. Anyone can log in their website and to take a look at.
Yeah, tell us that website, because they're doing this for money is what you're saying. Give us the website.
You just go website, type in the China International Transplantation Center, Assistance Center. So yesterday, the British committee, ethics committee for transplantation center, the doctor, Rigmore, come out to say they are going to investigate this issue, because they realize a lot of more patients from British went to China to have a transplantation within short time. They like to look into what's behind it.
Absolutely. Yes. Doctor, again, I only want to commend you for your amazing courage. We salute you, Dr. Wong.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've had a lot of requests to re-air one of the first CNN interviews I did about Charlie Sheen, who's now being ripped to shreds in a staged event. What he's called extortion. He refused to be extorted, so this is happening. I'm sure you've heard about the national demonization. Dr. Wing Wee Wong is facing six or more months in federal prison for, quote, intimidating a foreign official by simply saying the Communist Party, if they don't stop persecuting Falun Gong and others, that their days are numbered in power. The media just took the days are numbered, mesh it with the media to try to set the precedent and impress China that we're just as evil as they are. They've caught Austin Hospital stealing corneas of dead people. That's one thing, but murdering someone for their organs came out in 60 Minutes, what, about 10 years ago. I remember watching it at my grandparents' house. That they were in hospitals around America, they're killing people that come in from car wrecks that can be saved, who aren't brain dead, and they're killing them. Because, you get about 400 plus thousand, the hospital makes that profit, by the way, as people don't know. You could say, hey, I'm an organ donor, but my family gets half the money. No, that didn't happen. And so they murder you for your organs. My dad's a dentist and oral surgeon and worked in hospitals, and he told me when I was getting my driver's license, he said, don't sign the organ donor card. He goes, it's well known in the industry that some hospitals murder for the organs. And then I rolled my eyes at that, and a few years later I saw it on national TV, and a few years after that I heard about a scandal in Dallas with it. And so 400,000 to the Communist Chinese, even more than that in Chinese dollars. It's just unbelievable. We know this is going on. We know this is happening. I haven't really plugged my videos yet today. And I need to because they're great films and it makes this broadcast possible. Please go to InfoWars.com to the Safe Secure Online video store and bookstore. Go there and look at all the specials, all the deals, all the new films I'm carrying, the documentaries that I'm selling, and the films that I produce. They're so important. You really need to have these. Go to InfoWars.com or call toll-free. They can answer all your questions and take your order over the phone if you'd like to do it that way. 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv. We have monthly subscriptions, 15 cents a day, or yearly subscriptions. You get 3 months free when you sign up there. All my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV show. It's a great activist tool to download my films, give them to people, and it makes what we do here with the Internet and the websites possible. That's PrisonPlanet.tv. There's a lot of other documentaries we've been authorized to post that are there as well at PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, here's the first CNN show that I was on. We'll go ahead and roll this, and then we'll come back, cover news, and take your calls. Stay with us.
A fired-up show tonight.
It really is exciting.
We were speaking a few moments ago about Charlie Sheen coming forward this week with his notion that the government may actually have been behind September 11th and the September 11th attacks and the conspiracy theories in general surrounding 9/11. What do you make of an actor of his stature coming out publicly like that?
I think he's a brave man to even question this aloud in an environment where people have been saying that anyone who questions the government is a traitor. So Charlie Sheen has done his homework and he's asking questions. He's speaking truth to power, which is a brave thing to do. Look, the young people in my family, my nephews, for example, have been saying for the past 3-4 years that we are not learning everything about 9/11 that we're meant to learn. And specifically, they've been saying that if you read all the different websites, if you're really careful, what you discover is that a lot of facts don't add up.
And even if a modicum of what is being put out there, all these conspiracy theories, even if a piece of that is true, we have a responsibility, don't you think,
to
be asking
it.
The questions and to be doing the investigation?
I think it's very patriotic to investigate it. Throughout all of history, the basic premise of tyrants has been dictators, shall we say, and I think it's fair to say that George W. Bush is a dictator, has been, if you tell the people they have an external enemy, they'll follow you anywhere. That was what Goebbels told Hitler to do. Back in ancient history, that's what Roman emperors did.
That's a pretty strong statement for you to say, though. Are you at all fearful of a backlash? I mean, seriously, a lot of people are afraid to come out on television. You just called Mr. Bush a dictator.
I think that he is a dictator, and yet he blithely goes on ignoring the will of the people. I call that a dictator. But as far as 9/11 is concerned, it's a great gambit to tell the people, you have an external enemy. The external enemy is terrorism. We have a war that will go on for centuries. It will go on till the end of time. Well, that's a great way to scare people.
Sure.
And to make them believe whatever you say. And Bush is not the first to do it.
No.
Throughout history, people have been doing that in order to fool all of the people all of the time. So I think that Charlie Sheen is really patriotic and brave to ask these questions. I don't know what the answer to these questions is. I read the article in New York Magazine, and I think just asking questions is brave and patriotic.
And as I mentioned, we'll be speaking with that author from New York Magazine coming up.
Well,
a bit
I think
later
it's great that you're investigating. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know if we'll ever know. I don't know the answer to the Kennedy assassination. But I think that it's a job of writers and of talented people to investigate this stuff.
We were talking about Charlie Sheen and all the comments. I just have to get your take. I mean, you seem a little blown away that he would come forward.
Well, it's impressive. I mean, it's impressive for somebody in any kind of high-profile position to challenge the government when you're getting average people, you know, slandered for any kind of opposition.
Would you ever do something like that?
I probably wouldn't. I usually keep my politics to private conversations, but I appreciate the fact that he's prepared and coming out and saying this is something. And I like that he says, if you want to investigate anything, investigate the facts. Don't try and turn it around on me, which is what's been happening so much with this administration. Anybody who challenges anything with a reasonable challenge gets slandered and criticized for opposing.
New York Magazine is out with a story on all of the 9/11 conspiracy theories that are floating out there. It's called The Ground Zero Grassy Knoll. Contributing editor Mark Jacobson wrote the piece. Mark's joining us live on Showbiz Tonight. Mark, thanks for stopping in.
No problem.
It's quite an explosion that has happened here this week as a result of Charlie Sheen's comments on this radio show on Monday. You started working on this story a few months back. People were really talking about this.
Well, not the people that are interested in it were talking about it, but everybody else thought it was out of my mind.
So do you think now that you have a big Hollywood star who is taking an undeniable risk by coming forward, do you think this is going to give it legs and suddenly people are really going to start paying it more attention?
I think it would be better if it was Martin Sheen rather than Charlie Sheen because he's the president, right?
Yeah.
But
sometimes we wish.
Well, you know. I mean, it's just one of those kind of things where you...
Yeah, that was the clip after the second time I was on. They then played some clips of... some of the other individuals, more from a liberal view, some of them, you know, just can't seem to figure out that the Democratic Party is certainly involved in the 9/11 cover-up as well, and that, you know, George Bush is a dictator because of the police state he's setting up in the Patriot Act, and not because of abortion. And, of course, Bush has been going to, you know, trying to block South Dakota and others that are trying to block abortion, and he signed back onto UNESCO, the UN agency, that runs much of that. So, and actually cut some abortion funding as a gimmick and then more than triple the actual UN abortion funding that this government gives them. So let's go ahead and roll another clip from CNN.
As I mentioned, the radio host who interviewed Sheen is Alex Jones of the Genesis Communications Network. Alex joins me live from Austin, Texas to talk about Sheen's riveting comments. Alex, as I mentioned, the response that we got from doing this story last night, absolutely shocking. So I want to know how it actually all came about. How did the interview with Charlie Sheen actually happen? Did you guys reach out to him? Did he call you? What was the deal?
Well, just to make something clear, Mr. Sheen has amazing courage to do what he's done, and he contacted me. He's been watching my documentaries for years. He's one of the most informed people that I've talked to in Hollywood on this subject. Listen, for years, Hollywood's been on fire with people knowing the truth about 9/11, and I was the first to expose 9/11 on the day. In fact, 2 months before, I had intel that elements of the military-industrial complex were going to carry out the attack. I said they'll use bin Laden, the known CIA asset, as their patsy to take the blame for attacking the towers. So Mr. Sheen is only exceptional in that he has courage in going public, courage that no one else in Hollywood had. I mean, here's a CNN poll from Anderson Cooper a year and a half ago where they said, is the government covering up 9/11? Could they be involved? 90% when the poll closed on CNN said this. So listen, I have my own syndicated show. I've done 4,000 radio interviews in the last 4.5 years. Almost no one calls in and disagrees now. We have the majority view and we have the evidence. And bottom line, there are declassified U.S. government documents like Operation Northwoods that ABC News reported on back in 2000. Operation Northwoods, Google it. And in there, the U.S. government, an element of it, said we want to hijack jets, fire remote control, crash them, and blame it on the Soviet Union and Cuba. Now, that was decades ago. This is why we believe this.
Right.
Then you look at the official story, the firefighters, the police, hundreds of them saying there were bombs in the buildings. They were told to shut up. You look at Building 7, detonators are going off. You can see the explosion.
And Alex, a lot of this is what Charlie Sheen was covering. I'm actually just curious, did he reach out to you guys? Is he the one who put the call into you?
Sure,
how he
sure.
wound up on your show?
Sure, he called me a few weeks ago and said that he loves this country. He has nothing to gain from this. I mean, in fact, it's dangerous for him to do. But
sure,
he said, I love
sure.
this country and my kids so much that I'm going to do this, Alex. And I said, God bless you, because now it makes for other Hollywood people who've got major pull, who know the truth, to start going public.
And dangerous indeed to do, because a lot of what he said makes a lot of people sort of sit back and say, whoa, I don't know about that. And what's really important here, you know, you may not agree with everything that Charlie Sheen had to say. I personally think it's a good thing that he did go on your show so he'd go public with his point of view, because it does get people talking. You know, there are a lot of people who may look at this, however, and say there just goes another Hollywood nut job shooting off his mouth. And
well, I imagine
that you think, though, having a Hollywood actor on your side is a good thing, and as you mentioned, may bring some more people to the table talking about this.
Sure. I mean, if you knew some of the the Hollywood names that are aware of 9/11. We're talking some of the biggest people.
And any you can tell us about that you've been in contact with?
No, I can't because people in Hollywood contact me because I have integrity and I've been in a few films and they know me and they know I keep my mouth shut. You know, it was kind of like back in high school. I learned to keep my mouth shut about girls I was dating and all the girls start liking you. Look, it's really simple. Let's understand this, okay? 9/11 was an inside job. It was a self-inflicted wound, and what Charlie Sheen is doing is just amazing, and he can only be commended for it, and all he's calling for is a real investigation. I go further at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We lay out how it happened, what took place, and it's not just Charlie Sheen. I've interviewed him.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. And get this, they guaranteed my success in writing. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Non-X Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Non-X Nail Gel.
Non-X Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Long's, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
Oh, he was the neocon darling. Within a couple of weeks of 9/11, he had Let's Roll out buying the 9/11 fable. And I'm told from good sources he knows the truth about 9/11 now. And he's saying Bush needs to be impeached for being a liar, for the spying, for the Patriot Act. I saw him in a CNN interview saying that Bush is doing nothing, even if terrorism's real. He's just taking our freedoms. That's exactly right. So now Neil Young's come out with a new album, and one of the songs is Impeach President Bush. And you ought to read these lyrics. In fact, let's just do it together. Let's impeach the president for lying, misleading our country into war, abusing all the power that we gave him, and shipping all our money out the door. I mean, those are the type of things that Neil Young is saying and doing now. And you can only commend his courage. I'm sure the tabloids will be attacking him now, claiming he visits bad internet sites, or claiming he thinks vaccines are bad, or claiming that he thinks 9/11. In fact, he said 9/11 doesn't belong to Bush, and Bush needs to quit using it to destroy American freedom. So Steve Watson did a good article this weekend, God bless Neil Young, but why does it take a 60-year-old Canadian musician to generate political activism in America? Now, at the same time, CIA officer has been fired. They're talking about indicting her on espionage charges or treason charges. Meanwhile, Bush said he'd catch, fire, or arrest whoever leaked Valerie Plame. Then he gets caught giving the orders, and then they spin it. And then the neocons say, oh, she wasn't CIA, it doesn't matter. No, he did leak, but it's okay when he does it. But now a lady leaks criminal activity. You know, you have to read deep into these articles. Most of the articles, I've got what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 articles when this broke Friday through the weekend on this CIA high-level officer, agent, who leaked to the Washington Post that there are these secret rendition torture sites where they take citizens of America, you name it, and they torture them, and many of them die. They torture them in Tajikistan. They torture them in Germany. They torture them in former areas of the former Soviet Eastern Bloc. They torture them all over the place. Okay? Totally illegal, totally criminal, and by law. Example, if you work at the CIA and you see someone, your boss, or someone under you stealing money, say, or you see them stealing computers, office computers, or you see them rape their secretary on the desk. You know, you're up there at 2 a.m. getting some documents, you didn't finish a project, you're up there, you see the rape going on, you call the police, oh, you leaked, you're arrested. Or let's say CIA security detail, this is all hypothetical, doesn't let the police in when you report the rape, and she reports the rape, and then you go to the media about it, and then you get fired and then arrested. I mean, understand, this Falun Gong practitioner, this doctor, this transplantation doctor, stands up and says, you need to quit doing what you're doing. The Communist Party's days are numbered if you keep doing this. She is now facing terrorism charges. Those are Patriot Act terrorism charges of 6 months to a year in federal prison for intimidating a foreign official. That's in the new Patriot Act. That's where that comes from. Headline should be Patriot Act used on Falun Gong practitioner. Peaceful group known for their main tenets, peace, nonviolence, never been violent, incredibly crystal record, the commie Chinese murder, Christians, Buddhists, Falun Gong, whoever. Farmers, they want your property, whatever. She's bad. She's now facing prison time. This CIA agent facing prison time for reporting on crimes. And I hear these sniveling neocons on talk radio saying that she deserves to go to prison. The Chinese American lady, the doctor, Wing Wang Wong, or Wang Wong Wong, if I pronounce it correct, Wang Wing Wong. There you go, Wang Wing Wong. Dr. Wang Wing Wong faces all of this. This CIA agent, McCarthy, faces all of this. Meanwhile, Bush has his attorney general, when he's chief counsel at the White House, and his secretary of defense write memos saying they can torture people to death. And they're getting false confessions. Former head of Delta Force has said that. It's all staged. The war on terror is fake. These aren't even real terrorists that are being tortured. And torture's not good on real terrorists either, because you become the terrorist. Joseph Mengele-style sexual torture. They go out, and then when their minions get caught doing this, Bush sends them to prison under military courts, under military court martials and tribunals when he gave the order. And it's admitted. It's admitted it's a felony to order the spying without a warrant. They do it. It's illegal to sign bills that didn't pass. Bush does it. It's illegal to have Dick Cheney running the purchasing for the Pentagon for companies that he owns part of and his wife owns part of, Lockheed Martin Halliburton. They do it. And when they get caught, they say, we are above the law. They are forwarding that doctrine. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
And on Friday, I stood up and said, I don't appreciate the speculation about Don Rumsfeld. He's doing a fine job. I strongly support him.
Well, what do you say to critics who believe that you're ignoring the advice of retired generals, military commanders, who say that there needs to be a change?
Profits, bloody oil money, I'm above the law and I'll decide what's right or wrong. I am the egghead, I'm the commander, I'm the decider. Coo-coo-coo. hate you. Baghdad City policemen sitting pretty little targets in a row. See how they die when shrapnel flies, these mothers cry. I'm a liar. Classify and facts, expose and secret agents, hacks before the wealthy leave and all the poor behind. I am the egghead. I'm the commander. I'm the decider.
I'm the decider, and I decide what is best, and what's best is for Don Rumsfeld to remain as the Secretary of Defense.
Sitting in a White House garden, talking to the Lord. But my thoughts would be busy, busy hatching if I only had a brain. I am the egghead. I'm the commander. I'm the decider.
Don Rumsfeld is doing a fine job. He's not only transforming the military, he's fighting a war on terror. He helped us fight the military. I have strong confidence in Don Rumsfeld. So I hear the voices, and I read the country, and I know the speculation. But I'm the decider, and I decide what's
the real baby Jesus. The only thing I don't like about it is, again, they claim Bush is a Christian. Bush isn't really a Christian. He's a Satanist. That's mainstream news, folks. If you don't know about that, get my film, The Order of Death. Speaking of the spin, I told you early last week that when all these generals were going public, that I heard spin on national talk radio and in the news that, oh my gosh, it's a police state. You're not supposed to have the military involved in America's daily affairs. And I was going, I said, wow, they're talking about, and then they went, yeah, having these generals speak out against Bush is against the law, posse comitatus. What? Retired generals can say whatever they want politically. That's why they say Colin Powell, Secretary of State. That's why he ought to run for president, they say. I mean, what are you talking about? Eisenhower becoming president. Andrew Jackson was a general. I mean, what does that mean? Bush is getting rid of posse comitatus, saying he wants to get rid of it, having urban warfare drills everywhere in the country to condition us for a military takeover, brainwashing the military, saying he wants to do things domestically with them. All of this is happening, and then they spin it into, oh, we shouldn't have these generals going public. Gerald Ford troubled by former General Rumsfeld complaints. AP, this came out Saturday. Now listen to that headline. Gerald Ford, former President Gerald Ford, troubled by former General's Rumsfeld complaints. And this must be a script, because he says the same thing. Listen. Ranchero, California. Former President Ford said Friday he is troubled by the efforts of retired generals to force the ouster of Defense Secretary Donald H. Rumsfeld. Ford, who appointed Rumsfeld as White House Chief of Staff and then chose him to Defense Secretary. Yeah, he's been there before. During his administration, said in a statement that President Bush was right to keep Rumsfeld in his post. The statement was released by spokeswoman Penny Circle as Bush arrived in California for the weekend. Ford, 92, said the decision on keeping Rumsfeld is the president's alone. Quote, allowing retired generals to dictate our country's policies and its leadership would be a dangerous precedent that would severely undermine our country's long tradition of civilian control of the military, Ford said. What do you mean? They are civilians. The White House, it turned out, was paying almost $500,000 a year and still is to have former General Tommy Franks trot all over TV, radio, and print saying how great the war is and how great the police state is and, gee, we're going to have martial law soon. Bush's paid generals are running around saying we need martial law and it's coming. Meanwhile, all these other prominent generals who've been in Iraq, from Zinni to Karpinski, you name it, are going public saying we're in deep trouble and this whole thing's a fraud. And then their spin is, quote, it would discourage civilian leaders at the Defense Department from having frank and candid exchanges with military officers. And today, at a time of war, such an effort sends exactly the wrong message to both our troops deployed abroad and our enemies who are watching for signs of weakness or self-doubt. Ford suggested that the issue stemmed from Bush's efforts to change the military. He knew that Don, who had been in the job before, was extremely well-suited to take on the challenge to contend with a bureaucracy that is built in the resistance to change, like butchering the Bill of Rights and having troops on the streets. Yes, you're right, the generals don't like that. The president knew that successfully carrying out these missions against stiff resistance takes someone with a certain amount of steel, Ford said. Ford and his wife, Betty, who lived in Ranchero Mirage since leaving the White House in 1977. Okay. Now, what is this transformation of the military they're talking about? Taking a large portion, in fact, a bulk of the force, not having the big aircraft carriers and the bombers to fight China or Russia, if they're even a threat, which China is threatening to nuke us on a daily basis, exaggeration, a monthly basis, so we should be concerned about that. They're going from that force to rapid reaction forces to go blow up capitals and install dictators. But more than that, I have the Washington Post here, of course, with a glowing endorsement of it. I have it right here. Headline, new plan for cease fighting terrorism beyond war zones. And guess what it says? Domestically, internationally, rapid reaction, expanded Delta Force, Navy SEAL type units, entire brigades, entire force structures of special forces out of Fort Bragg, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Force Recon, to literally black bag and do James Bond type ops everywhere, blowing things up, shooting people, killing people, kidnapping, all of it. Which is what they've said they want to do, they've been trained to do for decades. Again, in the late 80s, they had secret Marine Corps squads in Virginia and California running around confiscating gun owners' guns and raiding gun shops. I have that in Road to Tyranny. Defense Secretary Donald H. Rumsfeld has approved the military's most ambitious plan yet to fight terrorism around the world and retaliate more rapidly and decisively in the case of another major terrorist attack on the United States, according to defense officials. So that means when the globalists blow something up, the special forces attack instantly. The long-awaited campaign plan for a global war on terror, as well as they haven't even launched the real war yet. The Pentagon's new map, 64 countries. It was 66, but they've invaded two. The long-awaited campaign plan for the global war on terrorism, as well as two subordinate plans, also approved in the past month by Rumsfeld, are considered the Pentagon's highest priority, according to officials familiar with the three documents who spoke of condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to speak about them publicly. Don't worry, they'll be arrested, I'm sure. Details of the plans are secret, but in general, they envision a significantly expanded role for the military, and in particular, a growing force of elite special operations troops, in continuous operations to combat terrorism outside the war zones, such as Iraq and Afghanistan, developed over about 3 years by the Special Operations Command, or SOCOM, in Tampa. The plan reflects a beefing up of the Pentagon's involvement in domains traditionally handled by Central Intelligence Agency and State Department. And this is domestic. We got all the articles where it's leaked. You know, that's troops spying on war protesters, land rights activists. These troops go get in FEMA uniforms and go give police manuals saying all Christians are terrorists, all homeschoolers are terrorists, all property rights activists are terrorists, must be put in camps or exterminated. What, you think I'm joking? That's mainstream news, by the way. We have the manuals. That's who teaches these classes. These are going to be literal murder squads running every city with that death squad founder, Negroponte, at the top of it. I mean, this is bone-chilling. For example, SOUTHCOM has dispatched small teams of Green Berets and other special forces troops to U.S. embassies in about 20 countries in the Middle East, Africa, Asia, Latin America, where they do operational planning and intelligence gathering to enhance the ability to conduct military operations where the United States is not at war. They're mainly here, folks. And they're at public schools, like down there at the elementary school that we covered and got video of in San Antonio. They're all over the place. Disciplining the children. Remember the Marines taking over Hobbs Middle School in Pensacola, saying that Bill Clinton wants you to know what martial law is like? Front page of the paper, pointing guns at crying elementary students. That's all conditioning for the takeover. And in a subtle but important shift contained in a classified order last year, the Pentagon gained the leeway to inform, rather than gain the approval of, the U.S. ambassador before conducting military operations in a foreign country. According to special administration officials, we do not need ambassador-level approval, said one defense official familiar with the order. Well, the executive just calls and tells the ambassador, oh my gosh. Overall, the plans underscore Rumsfeld's conviction that since September 11th, terrorist attacks, the U.S. military might expand its mission beyond 20th century conventional warfare by infantry tank ships and fighting jets to fighting non-state groups that are above all difficult to find. So, difficult to find. That's us, the American people. The plans each run over 100 pages and cover a wide range of overt and clandestine military activities such as a manhunting, an intelligence gathering on terrorist networks, attacks on terrorist training camps and recruiting efforts, and penetrating and partnering with foreign militaries to eliminate terrorist sanctuaries. Together, they amount to an assessment of responsibilities to different military commands to conduct what the Pentagon envisions a long war against terrorism. And this is the deal they signed 3 years ago with Canada and Mexico to quote Associated Press, Mexican and Canadian troops will work in joint task forces inside the continental United States to, quote, deal with emergencies and deal with American terrorists. That's in Road to Tyranny. It's also in Masters of Terror. So I guess it was almost 5 years ago. My gosh, time's flying by here. The main campaign plan sets priorities, allocates resources such as manpower and funding, and coordinates operations among regional military commands to implement the Pentagon's broader national military strategic plan for the war on terrorism. Now, this also takes out, already special forces can land on an aircraft carrier and order a flag admiral around, an admiral of the blue. They can already, and the military hates this, and so you can have suits, you know, guys in white business shirts back in Langley and Fort Meade and wherever they want to be, now having their own giant armies and then merging those with foreign troops and merging those with private mercenaries and literally just cutting the classical military structure out of the loop because they can't have had trouble getting these generals to be part of the massive gun confiscation drills, takeover drills. The Marines have been under their control for so long, really the last 100 years, as the Marine Corps Commandant has said, and of course then Spenley Butler said, Marine Corps General, for gunboat diplomacy. So it's just our military being totally given over to private interest and our journey into the depths of tyranny being complete. And it goes on and on. This is so scary. I mean, y'all go I just read a page and a half. There's two more pages. Just go read it on InfoWars.com, on PrisonPlanet.com. Strangely enough, Yahoo put a story out on this yesterday and then pulled it. It had even more. We got a screenshot of it because I was thinking about putting it in the film. We happened to be up here working at the time, and it was pulled within an hour and disappeared. This is the Washington Post, and it's more of a whitewash. But the whitewash is bad enough. This is like Hitler taking control of the military through the SS. And so it's the same story. Meanwhile, I have articles like this one. Virginia apologizes to nurse who wrote letter. This is out of the Tribune by Maggie Shepherd. An Albuquerque Veterans Affairs nurse has received a bit of a vindication. She sought for wrongly being accused of sedition. They were preparing charges and to arrest her. She faced, of course, life in prison or execution. I think I would add that for you. An admission from a top official that the agency was wrong, plus a private apology from her boss. They're like, oh, no, that comes later. We can't do that now and scare them. The admission, which was made public by the American Civil Liberties Union of New Mexico, comes in a letter dated March 14th from Veterans Affairs Secretary R. James Nelson to the U.S. Senator Jeff Bingham. And this just came out last week. In regards to a letter to the editor written by psychiatric nurse Laura Berg that was published in September, in a local alternative newspaper in Albuquerque, the Albie. In a letter, Berg criticized the federal government on several issues, including its actions in Iraq and the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. Quote, I am furious with the tragically misplaced priorities and criminal negligence of this government, she wrote. Berg identified herself as a VA nurse in the letter. Within weeks of her letter's publication, Berg said Mel Hooker, Veterans Affairs Medical Center Human Resources Chief, and other staff confiscated her work computer and later told her she was being investigated for possible sedition charges. And they went to the higher-ups and were about to charge her with it, and then it blew up in their face. See, that's what America's about. Gun confiscation, open borders, massive government, doubling the BATF, demonizing homeschoolers, demonizing everybody. funding the La Reconquistas as a foreign force to break down the country. Massive looting and stealing by select agencies and people that control them. It's just unspeakable. I'll get into some Iran news and some other issues when we get back in the final segment. And I didn't take a lot of calls today just because there's been so much news, and I'll take some tomorrow. Plus, we don't screen calls, and sometimes it just gets, I don't know how to describe it. People like call up and think everybody knows what they're talking about, and it's like a private discussion. My private discussion is like I'm talking on the telephone with somebody. And I don't know. I'm not going to start screening the calls. But at the same time, folks, I don't understand what you're talking about. Not that you're stupid or don't have a good point. It's that you jump into something so complex right off the bat and start just saying a bunch of names about what's going on at some medical center or some university. And I don't know. I just can't handle it anymore. I just can't. We'll go to break here, and we'll come back, and I'll briefly, I'm going to spend about 60 seconds on it, plug my videos and tell you about PrisonPlanet.tv and some other things, and then so be ready with a pen and paper, and then we'll hit a few final news articles and wrap up this transmission. By the way, I'm working on a new film. It's almost done. I don't even know the name of it yet. I don't even know what to call it. So I'll be working on that today, and there's a lot of other big announcements we're going to be making this week, so definitely want to join us for that. And the good news is these crooks are being exposed. The bad news is they get exposed and the criminality just goes on and on. I mean, we have White House officials saying they can torture children in front of their parents. I mean, I don't have to explain to people why that's bad.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, the CIA released that ridiculous Fat Bin Laden 4 years ago, the fat guy in the room. They did voice prints on it, just like you can have voice print to get into your telephone or voice print to get in your house or car. It's 100%. They took real Bin Laden voice, created a voice key with it, tested the other voice. It wasn't Bin Laden. Then linguists listened to it, and it was someone who'd lived in the U.S. for a long time, an Americanized Arabic, Saudi Arabian. And they knew that. The government knew it, but said it was real. And obviously they produced it. And they've also, over and over again, will release re-edited old videos, 4, 5, 6-year-old videos, depending on the video. Al Jazeera will release it, and for a week it's called the new Bin Laden tape. There'll be a quiet retraction in the back of the paper. You'll see it, probably, if you read, if you look. And it'll say, oh, that was an old tape. Then a new Al-Qaeda tape. Oh, my gosh, he's going to get us any minute. See, we should give up all of our rights or Al-Qaeda's going to get us. And then there's this other World Net Daily article. Islamists protest in New York, mushroom cloud on way. Rally against Israeli consulate features pictures of Muslim flags flying over White House. It's a Muslim group well known to be connected to MI6, making a whole film about this. And it's just so staged. You know, they have these fake Muslim groups go out and do this to scare everybody. Meanwhile, the government's saying, give up all your rights. We've got to have national ID cards. The terrorists are going to get us. And the Star-Telegram out of Fort Worth reports, evidence of work fraud untapped. And it admits that there are, you know, not just the 1,000 illegals they arrested, there are tens of millions of people using fake or false or duplicate Social Security numbers, and the government doesn't enforce it. Now, you give a fake Social Security if you're a Hispanic American or a white guy, a black guy, an Asian, you're not going to get away with it. But if you're an illegal alien, you're fine. Two federal agencies are refusing to turn over a mountain of evidence that investigators could use to indict the nation's burgeoning workforce of illegal immigrants and firms that employ them. See? Last week, immigration authorities trumpeted the arrest of nearly 1,200 illegal workers in a massive sting on a single company, but they acknowledged that they relied on confidential informants and an unsolicited tip. It didn't have to be that hard. And it goes on to say the Internal Revenue Service and the Social Security Administration routinely collect strong evidence of potential workplace crimes, including the names and addresses of millions of people who are using bogus Social Security numbers, their wage records, and identities of those that are hired. But they keep those facts secret and refuse to give it to other federal agencies, unless you're a citizen. And I should have thought of this 3 hours ago. We've had internet problems today. And did you guys ever think to give a phone fee to WWCR? Did we do that today or nah? Probably not. Fine. I think I'm going to take a few days off, folks. So, vaya con Dios, as they say. If you want my documentary films, you can go to Infowars.com to get them. And they're important, and they're my life's work, and good chance I'll get killed or in prison for making them. So please make the films count. Please get them and make copies. They're having a big effect. Let's expose the people who carried out terror attacks against this country. Let's do that together. Let's stand up against these creatures. Help me do it. If you already got copies of the films, please make copies of them and give them to people. Go to Infowars.com. Get your copies today. We're carrying a lot of new videos, a lot of new books. Go to Infowars.com or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or go to prisonplanet.tv to get a membership. I want to thank all the listeners out there for tuning in. Thank the stations and everybody out there that puts up with us. Also, at the same time, I want to thank Neil Young for waking up and admitting Bush and his controllers are a bunch of crooks. I want to thank Charlie Sheen for being under massive attack and knowing this would happen when he did it. I want to thank everybody. All right, take care. Bye-bye.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today, or call toll-free 877-300-7645.